This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain here with... it's been a while since I did this.
Been a while.
My favorite part of the show. Here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former educator with Tucson Unified School District, the author of the book Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and... the newest talk radio show host in this fair city of Tucson, Arizona, on the Making College Come True radio show. And she goes by the name of Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay.
Crowd goes wild. Absolutely. You ready to do this thing?
I'm ready.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You were sorely missed.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. I know we got at least one contact saying that. It wasn't quite the same without you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, sure. I'm quite honored.
Yeah, as you should be. I mean, there is no Making College Come True without Dr. J. So Dr. J's back in the house.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
To be here. Thank
yes.
you.
and now that we got Dr. J back, we can do another amazing show. And today we definitely have an awesome show because we have a candidate for City Council Ward 3 and Lucy LaBasha. And then we have Mr. Washington and Mr. You say his name. Is
Mr. Davila.
Mr. Davila. Mm-hmm. Hey, like, you actually have to like hold your hands a certain way when you say this because it's so smooth.
Yes.
We got them in studio today to talk about the awesome things that Tucson International Academy does and their parts in doing that. But first, let's speak with the woman of the hour, Mrs. Lucy LaBasha, running for Ward 3. Actually, am I saying that right? Why don't you say it for me?
Well, I was thinking tomato, tomato, but I do go by Lucy LaBasha.
LaBasha, yeah.
LaBasha?
Yeah. And that was actually, when I was telling Dr. J how to say it, that's what I told her to say it, but I second-guessed myself, so that's what
tomato,
I get.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, well, thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you for having me here, John.
And I guess before I get to the first question and what inspired you to run for office, you're an educator here in Tucson. You're actually at school right now, and thankfully you had a cool administrator that lets you call in. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I am a TUSD educator, math educator.
Nice.
And I've taught mathematics for about 18 years in Arizona. And my administrator, I sent him a text last night, and he gave me the green light to be here, and so I'm glad to be able to speak with you all and be on your show. And I'm running for city council. I'm an independent, and I'm running because I've always been an intricate, or I've considered myself at least, you know, an intricate part of my community. I've always volunteered, and I've always participated in democracy, and so really running for city council is just an extension of the work that I do for my community, whether it's helping folks to learn how to ride bikes, to teaching mathematics, to learning how to shoot a gun, to teaching financial literacy through home ownership. You know, I'm definitely a person that is entrenched in her community for the good of the community. And I'm just willing to work hard and represent my constituents as well as all of Tucson.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you all for having me here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess I kind of had a two-part question. Firstly is, how do you feel like being an educator helps you in being a city council person, or would help you in being, you know, someone that'd be a steward of the government? And secondarily, for those that are considering going to college, you know, what advice would you give to those people and how it helped you in getting to where you are?
Well, thanks for that question. That was a two-part question.
I know it's a hard one. I'm sorry. I can't help it. In that one little rundown you had, I just thought of so much good stuff. So I'm sure this is going to be a great interview.
sweet. I'll try and answer the first question, and then I'll ask for the second.
Okay.
And then we'll go with that, if that's okay.
Sounds good to me.
So I believe it was why I decided to run. I'm sorry? I'm like some of my students. I'm a little, you know.
No, it was.
My attention span is pretty short.
It was as an educator. How do you think that gives you an advantage in serving as a city council person?
Yeah,
absolutely. As an educator, you with almost 20 years of experience, I've taught in Arizona for 19 years, with 20 years of experience, you see the needs of your community beyond the classroom, beyond the school. And what we do as educators is that's one component of the life of a child, of a community that you touch. And so for me, you know, when you see kids who show up early because there's no food, I mean, myself, I grew up where lunch was the most important meal of the day when I went to school. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up, you know, with that degree of poverty, and to exist today and to see that not only is, you know, lunch the most important meal of the day for most of our kiddos, you know, I work in a Title I school, but really it's breakfast, it's lunch, and it's dinner. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. I mean, so there are some serious, you know, issues of that we need to address. And I do believe that understanding and being able to identify those issues will help move us forward as a society, because people, I don't believe that people are lazy. I don't believe that people just don't want to work. And I definitely don't believe that people want to be hungry and without food, clothing, shelter. Mm-hmm. But yet it's increasingly a concern. And so for me, as an educator, being able to identify those problems early on, you know, is definitely something that would benefit me if elected. Hmm. And benefit my constituents if elected. Yeah. It's a component for me.
Yeah, it's huge, the identification with the people that you're serving. I mean, it should be a staple, right? It should be an expectation that we can count on. As an
Absolutely.
Educator, I mean, what would you say to families that are considering helping their kids get into college? Has it been a benefit for you? Do you see some aspect of it that is helpful?
In terms of college, absolutely. Most students, again, I've always worked Title I. It resonates mm-hmm. with me to work in Title I in school environments, because you get to not only, for me, I've just been affected by that. And so it's just mm-hmm. a natural thing for me to do is to work in Title I schools. But in terms of college, when you think about college for most students, I think that college needs to be something personally that should be on every child's radar. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at Title I schools, you know, unfortunately in our society, when people are poor, because people are poor, you know, there's some factions that believe that, you know, it's okay to not go to college. But if you are in more affluent school districts and with more means and resources, every single child is expected to go to college, mm-hmm. whether or not they want to or not. So there's some discrepancies between the expectations that we have.
Thank you so much. We'll be back okay. with you, Lucy Labosha, running for yeah. Ward 3 after the break. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And we'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J in them streets.
Mm-hmm.
And she is here in the studio with me and my two sons. That's really awesome. I love you. Hi.
Yeah.
And also, Mr. Washington's here with us. And
yes.
Have you say a smooth name. I'll get the hands ready. You say
Mr. Davila.
Yes, in studio with us as well. And on the phone, we have candidate for City Council Ward 3, Lucy Labosha.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm killing the game today.
You are.
Yeah.
You're on.
Yeah. Take it away. Thank you for being here, Lucy, by the way.
Thank you all for having me again.
You bet. Well, we're excited because, you know, we are educators, and to have an educator that is a potential representative for us is exciting. And so when you think about some of the key issues, what are some of the things you want to tackle with the city should you be elected for Ward 3?
Well, definitely changing when I look at the addressing the budget will be an issue. When I look at the roles and responsibilities of a city council member, it's about maintaining a balanced budget for our city. It's about encouraging an emphasis on public service. Being able to conduct ourselves with the highest standards for our city and for the good of the city and for the good of its citizenry, and also being able to address public safety in a productive way. And I am running as an independent. I don't align myself with any, and I've been an independent for many, many years. And I am not interested in the being responsible to a party. I am interested in being responsible to the constituents and to the folks of Tucson. And so, I'm ready to, you know, ready to roll up my sleeves and address some of the issues that plague our city. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to be creative and out of the box,
That's right on.
Yeah.
What would you say kind of differentiates you from your opponents? Everybody comes from a different perspective and point of view. What do you think makes you unique that people should really know about you as they make the decision to vote?
Well, it's really easy. I'm out of the box. People don't expect me. You see an African American woman. You see a person, you know, who you know. I'm not interested in being, you know, like everyone else. I'm a very individual. You know, when that being an independent definitely, you know, it's indicative of who I am. And I'm interested in being able to work with others and be collaborative and mm-hmm. and learn and grow and really have high expectations of myself before I can have high expectations of others.
Mm.
And I'm going to expect of others, but I definitely am willing to be that example for my community. And I believe that from the very beginnings of my life. I remember when I was a child, I can't remember how old I was. I apologize. Maybe I was about 7 or 8 or 9. I just don't know. But I remember, and I'm from the D.C. area, and I remember, you know, and going back to this whole issue of poverty, and maybe that's a marker that kind of sets me aside. I understand what being poor is, but I also understand what hard work and dedication is and moving yourself, you know, and pulling, again, rolling up the sleeves, you know, pulling myself up, working with others. empowering others, being empowered, working together. But I was a child of about 8 or 9 years old, and I stole a book. It was actually a dictionary. This is okay. This is kind of the nerd in me too. I stole a book, and I was about 8 or 9 years old, and it was a dictionary. And I made excuses. You know, I really wanted that book, and this is a story I'll never ever forget because it was my foundation. I took this book, and shortly after I'd stolen it, the teacher had notified my mother, and it was the worst feeling of my life at that very young age. And so I remember crossing my peer's name out of the book and replacing it with my own, you know, things that 8-year-olds just don't understand. That
it's was not that obvious. Easy.
Right, it's not that easy. Teacher knew, called my mother in. Aww. And I was mortified, and aww, I am so grateful of that experience, because yeah, I do believe that if I had not had such a mortifying experience, I do believe that, you know, someone like myself who grew up without would think that it's okay to do or take something that's not yours. Yeah. And so it was an important lesson to me. And so, mm-hmm, and running for city council, there aren't many lessons like that for children and growing up. There aren't many lessons, mm-hmm, like that for adults. We're not really kind of policing each other as a society in a positive way, because, mm-hmm, that experience for me was enough. I'd never stole anything else in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, that experience for me I was caught, you know, early on. You know, it made my life, my trajectory, that much greater.
Yeah, that's part of like community life. If our community gently holds the kids accountable young, it pays dividends as they're older. Mm. And, you know, it wasn't bad intentions. It was a love for, you know, wanting that book because it was power. And I think right, that it's neat to have the, you know, that you have that perspective. You've had that experience already. And that's a great thing to bring to the table, my opinion.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, anything you would want to say, you know, to the public, you know, get out and vote, of course, I'm sure, be an active role in the community. But, you know, what about your specific advice, you know, as a leader in the community?
Wow, that's a great question.
All Dr. J has. I should have prepared you for that.
It's years of teaching.
I think just immediately, just tangent from what I was just sharing with you all about the book. How do we go forward when we don't have an experience that's similar to that, and our trajectory is such that, you know, it's a slippery slope. You know, we, mm-hmm, we live. So how do we help? You know, how do we help fix that for ourselves? If that's, you know, your case, or, you know, for others around, mm-hmm, us in our community. Because in all honesty, when I think about, you know, folks, for example, a great example, I work with an organization called Mass Liberation, and it's an organization set up to really address the folks who are coming back from being incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in all honesty, I don't know anyone who's been to prison. I don't really have, you know, never had a family member so I don't know anything about the system, but I'm learning through this organization called Mass Liberation. And and I need to know that because I'm an educator. Yeah. I think that if our school system continues to
Well,
you know,
Lucy, we got about 20 seconds. Tell our listening audience how they can get involved with your campaign before we get out of here.
Time flies, right?
No worries. I didn't realize that I was.
No worries.
Yes, so lucyforcitycouncil.com is our website.
Nice.
We are still collecting signatures. We're collecting volunteers. I'm so fortunate. I have students, former students, helping me, colleagues, friends, family. Well,
thank you so much for coming on with us, Lucy. That's Lucy
Labosha,
candidate for Ward 3. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
Loved it.
Thank you all.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am still Pastor John McClain, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, or Dr. J, brought to you by Tucson International Academy, because she's a superintendent of it. Check that out.
That's right. We're a community event here.
Yeah. And you are, I want to think, like the Yoda of Making College Come True. And we have brought some of your Jedi warriors here with us today.
The front line is here.
Yeah. So, okay. So if she's Yoda, what characters would that make you guys in Star Wars?
What's the, I think Chewbacca, the guy with all the hair.
Yeah. Or Jar Jar Binks.
You're Jar Jar Binks? Okay, cool. Well, good. Well, we're all here.
We're here.
Well, awesome. Well, we got Mr. Washington and hands ready.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Davila.
Mr. Davila in studio with us. Thank you guys for joining us. Yeah, me and Dr. J get to do this every week and have fun, but this will be your first time in here for this party, so thank you.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you can talk, Mr. Washington. Yes, the microphone can't hear you.
Not to worry.
So I guess we'll start with you, Mr. Washington, and we'll go over to Mr. Davila following, and tell us, what is Tucson International Academy? This is one of my favorite questions to ask.
Tucson International Academy. If you could think of a family that you could select, everybody from your mom to your dad to your siblings, to me, it's like the perfect little family.
Mm.
And I say that because of the love that they bring not only to the table for the students, but amongst all the faculty as well as the superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it's amazing. This is my first teaching job.
Mm.
I just started like September, October.
Huh, wild.
And I am really fortunate to be at TIA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have made it this far, especially because of COVID, had I not been at TIA.
Mm. Man, that's wild. I mean, I guess, one second, Mr. W, I have to ask about this. Like, what was it, not only starting teaching during COVID, but the transitioning from, and we haven't mentioned yet, we got an Army veteran in the studios, transitioning from being in an Army and being in the Army to being a teacher.
Well, you figure I retired in 2007.
Mm.
And so last year made it 2020.
Mm.
So I had 13 years of working as a contractor, still for the military.
Mm.
But I would say the transition for me was pretty easy because I only wanted to be a school teacher since the day I graduated high school.
Hmm.
Wow.
And so when I told my sister that I was a school teacher, she said, that boy is still knocking off stuff on his bucket list.
That's right.
Nice.
That's awesome. Nice. I love that.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful little story.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we met Mr. Washington, he was a long-term substitute. And I just remember overhearing him talk to another teacher, and he just said, this is my home. This is where I'm going to be. Mm. I'm going to be a part of this team. And I thought, well, we better hire him.
That sounds right.
The heart was definitely right, and it was an easy fit. I mean, it is true. It's just community.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Mr. Washington was welcomed in, and he even served in two different schools out of our four, and everyone loved him. So it's a neat thing to see that exists.
Yeah,
and also, we're honored that we got to be the school you did your first teaching at.
I know. In the middle of COVID, just jumping right in.
And you didn't quit. I love that.
And even though I'm not surprised, because that COVID had the same effect on me, where I was just like, I looked at my bucket list, or even like pulled it out of the chest and dusted it off and remembered that I even had a bucket list. And then I just started crossing stuff off. And for me, it was like going to Hawaii, which I got to make Dr. J jealous.
Yes, wow. I was very jealous.
Oh,
and I wrote a book. Actually, this is my book right here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just kind of this show, actually. Both these shows, you know, kind of were inspired from, you know, COVID making me pull out that bucket list and brushing it off. So I'm glad you mentioned that, just to remind people, one, find your bucket list, make a bucket list, and start crossing off things on your bucket list, because it's not as hard as you think. I mean, as amazing and miraculous as it is after, you know, I'm not going to age you, after so many years, you know, you finally, you know, became a teacher, but it's just a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going through the process. It's not anything special. So I'll back it up a couple of feet, and we'll ask Mr. Davila. Let's just say I've never heard of Tucson International Academy before. Explain it to me. What is it?
Yeah, what I was thinking about is it just gives that upward trajectory from the students to the teachers to the staff. Everyone is given an opportunity to move up, and that's something you don't find very often if you've ever struggled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stay in that same job and you stay on that same flat line.
Mm-hmm.
Here, with just an opportunity like today to sit and talk with someone, or when you got Coach Andres coming in, or we were chatting earlier about Mr. Fabricius, so some other leaders, and just everyone's on an upward trajectory, a steady, like you say, process or climb, and yes, sir, we're talking trajectory, so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also with Mr. Davila, he brings to us like a whole program, of course, of math. But he also is into recycling and helps the kids like actually do something about issues in the community, which is, I would say, something TIA strives to be. We want to be like doers, not just talk about it, not complainers, not revolters. We want to just change it. And so, you know, just by bringing in the blue trash cans and getting that going on a system, that's something he did in a very short time.
Yeah. And we heard Mr. Washington's story of how you found TIA. How did you find TIA?
I actually went and interviewed with Principal Montemayor probably like 3 or 4 years ago. And I didn't have all of the certifications and requirements in line. So he was sure to say, well, basically, here's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And after that discussion, I went and followed XYZ. And then in about 2 to 3 years, I just earned my certification. And so now I'm a certified teacher with them.
Nice.
Yeah, that's and when beautiful. He came back and interviewed a second time, Mr. Montemayor said, hey, he's back. We go, oh, well, shoot, we got to have him.
Uh-huh.
So it was just kind of neat that somebody actually took the advice, acted upon it, which was college. You know, going back, we teachers have to be the role model for the importance of having the credentials. And sometimes we want a shortcut, but sometimes there's not one. So like the fact that you did the couple of years that you needed to do to get what you needed, oh, how can we not honor that? That was wonderful. And what a role model and example that is.
Yeah. It's amazing. We'll talk about it more once we get back from the break. But like certainly this school seems like it's a special place, kind of like guiding, ensuring kids find their way into college. So I certainly look forward to us talking about that more. We're going to go ahead and thank those amazing people that make this show possible. And we'll be back right after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
And welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. That is, if you have a child K through 12 and you're looking to get them into college, Tucson International Academy is the one you want. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com for more information. 100% acceptance rate into college, people. Listen
yes, sir.
Up. Listen up. I am Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, and also the Yoda of Making College Come True. Absolutely.
Yay. Good to be here.
And then we have in studio the Chewbacca of Making College Come True, Mr. Washington.
Yes.
And then the Jar Jar Banks of Making College Come True.
Yes.
And Mr. Davila.
That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we were talking about it a little bit during break, but tell us, Mr. Washington, about the ASVAP and the value you think that has for someone that's thinking of going to college, someone freshly into the military, just pretty much just a young person looking to find their way in the world.
Well, the ASVAB is probably about a 3-hour long test.
Mm.
And most kids, they get burned out probably at 30 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But the value that they don't know unless you tell it to them and constantly reiterate it is how valuable the ASVAB is for a roadmap for your future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying just because you take the ASVAB, you're going into the military. It tells you what you're good in.
Mm-hmm.
You might be good
right.
at a postal service
mm-hmm.
because you can put numbers together mm-hmm. and you can recall them.
Mm-hmm.
You might be good doing hands-on, whether it be like pipe fitting, welding, what have you. Mm-hmm. And this will be brought out.
Mm.
It's just that the military uses this to see, number one, if you qualified to go in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, what job would best suit you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know no other roadmap for a simple test that is better than the ASVAB.
Mm.
That's right on.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, that test lends itself to career opportunities. I mean, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be able to use that to actually step into the military either before or after college, the correlation with the financial support, also the ability to track your career and see what you like, what you don't like, what is your passion. That's I think it's a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
So we do every TIA kid is offered the ASVAB, every high schooler. So mm-hmm. we highly recommend it. We don't force them to take it, but like you said, the value is incredible.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a question for Mr. Davila.
Yeah, his is about Chinese New Year, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, something you wanted to share about Chinese. We do teach Mandarin Chinese at our schools. Some people have a knack for languages. I bet that would come up on the ASVAB.
Yes.
And some people just have an appreciation for the differences in our world. And as we try to make this a peaceful place, teaching Chinese, which one third of the world speaks Mandarin Chinese. So when you think about that, you're thinking it's good to know a little, right? Mm. But Mr. Davila, what would you say you've observed about the Chinese program and what do you like about it?
Just at the University of Arizona, I was able to take some courses in East Asian studies, and kind of like the statistic Dr. J just gave, it really opened my mind to how many Chinese people there are in the world. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, here in Tucson, I was really interested to learn about how many are here in Tucson because mm-hmm. of the university.
Mm-hmm. How many?
I've just learned that there's a lot of different communities or mm-hmm. niches, and I've even seen them. And in learning from the Chinese, it really is all about respect. Mm-hmm. And so that was something that just really resonated with me. And then moving forward, our show is pretty incredible. The kids, again, they love that respect, mm-hmm. and then they do love performing. So they get up and sing a song. And everyone's dressed real nice, and yes, sir, as they've got their costumes, and it was just a great festival.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, and I think, I mean, in addition to that, I mean, can you guys speak to like all the things you've seen within Tucson International Academy that we're not used to with your average school? Like even this, like you're speaking about teaching Chinese, this Chinese festival, like even the fact that the focus is getting kids into college and getting 100% acceptance rate. What are some of the other things that you guys have seen from Tucson International Academy that it almost seems foreign to you to see this within a school and seems like so creative and outside the box?
I would like to echo Mr. Davila. Not only do we have Chinese, but we have Spanish as well. Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't call myself a bah humbug, but I do not get excited about holidays. Uh-huh. Being in the military, yeah. mm-hmm. you downrange, you ain't got time to play holidays.
You don't get Christmas.
So
in the
when
of
this
war.
Comes yeah. around, the holidays, the Chinese New Year, Cinco de Mayo, these kids and TIA get me excited. Mm. And mm-hmm. I'm like,
yeah, they love
wow,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really yes. think that's totally awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that comes from a value of believing we should celebrate life. And so we do put a lot into our parties. Could be related to me a little bit because I do like a good party. Huh. And I like to see kids happy. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's a big part of it. And if we're celebrating the right thing, like something like diversity, something different than yourself, I think even better.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Mr. Davila? What are some of the things that you've seen that are really kind of like unique to you and stuck out to you?
Appreciate truly is just the attempted partnerships with parents. Mm. And then the unwavering support of the teachers is really nice. Mm-hmm. From, you know, helping us to craft lesson plans to just letting us know, you know, you're doing a great job and improving. So that's mm-hmm. the unwavering support, I think, is the best way to end it.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, in line with kind of the question that we're asking the candidate for city council is, for those that are out there considering going to college or maybe on the fence about going to college, what's a piece of advice you can give to people that are considering possibly going to college?
Today, we had a young lady come in with her acceptance letter to Grand Canyon University. Yeah. I know.
It's awesome.
Exactly, and so basically, she walks in with a letter and is a bit bashful, and then another student hands it to me. Mr. Davila, please read that, you know? And I read it up, and of course, she was still bashful, but you could tell she had a huge, you know, spark inside of her. So it made it all worthwhile. And then, yes, sir, that's what I would say is just to see them, again, that kind of progression or trajectory, upward trajectory.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yes.
What about you, Ms. Washington? What advice would you give to someone who's on the fence about going to college?
Well, it's it can be like a serious uphill battle, especially if you don't apply yourself like fourth grade and younger, because by the time you hit eighth grade or high school, skills that you should have learned is going to be really tough to learn. And so everything from going to college to the ASVAB to even getting a job, it is so many things that you learn in school and are taught that it's like it becomes second nature when you take a test, when you apply for college. So don't cut yourself short.
Mm.
If I'm in school, I'm saying I want to go to college. Whether you go to college or not, because you need to apply yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't apply yourself, something you really want to do, because you might find college just as easy as high school.
Mm.
So why not take advantage of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So always apply yourself.
100%. Nice. That's great advice.
Yeah, I don't know if my sons are listening. Are you listening? Always yes. Apply yourself. I got it.
Always pays off when you do, that's for sure.
Yeah, I got a 6th and 7th grader here, so hopefully they're seeing, okay, let's study now. Let's pay attention to now. Let's just go ahead and plan for going to college, even though I think I'm pretty lucky with these boys. Like this little guy here on my right, the 11-year-old, he wants to be in the FBI eventually. So I know he knows he has to go to college.
They want college, yep.
And then Jonathan here, or Jonathan Jr., he wants to be a firefighter. So
they need a little bit of education for that as well.
So I actually, the only reason I brought you guys here today was so you guys can learn from them on making college come true in your life. Okay,
that's what we're all about. We love starting even with kindergartners, talking to them about the joy of college, because learning is fun. It doesn't have to be drudgery. And I think, you know, one thing I was thinking when Mr. Washington was talking was that people feel when they go to college, what do I do though if I start failing? Mm. That's where being from a community that's college oriented, like Tucson International Academy,
mm-hmm.
we are with them forever. So if they're writing a paper and they need help editing it because they're not doing so well, they just come to our school. They don't have to be our current student,
mm-hmm.
and we will help them. And I just recently have helped two parents get back into college and even go to our school.
Mm.
But they said, finally, I'm able to do it. Can you help me with this application? I was happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Have another employee that wants to go back to school. I love that. I would love to. I would hate to lose her, but she knows what she's called to do, and it involves needing some extra education and moving on. But you know what? That's what we get to do.
Mm.
Process people, give them the opportunity, support them through their choices, and it's kind of a big victory for everybody. We win because we help someone find their passion and to get them to be able to step into that role for the majority of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they win because they're not going to be stuck in some dead-end job that they hate and dread and end up not having the life that they always dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's all possible. And if we work together and support one another, everybody wins. In the end, everybody wins. And that's the power of community.
Yeah, and we were talking about it briefly during the break, but Mr. Davila, he made college come true in his life, so he could help make college come true in other people's lives. So it's definitely a beautiful story with him, as well as Mr. Washington here, and all the amazing things you, Dr. J, made possible in people's lives. So God bless you and the amazing work that you do, for sure.
Thank you. It is a fun job. Every day I get up, it's not work. Mm. It's just going out doing what I love to do. And I enjoy people. That's why how I end up with strep throat or whatever. I just enjoy them even when they're germy little kids.
Germy little kids, we love you.
That's right, even you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Washington and Mr. Davila, for coming in and joining me and Dr. J in studio.
Absolutely, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for being here.
Can't wait to meet you guys more in the future. Those listening out there, thank you for listening to the Making College Come True radio show. Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll see you next week.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.